he'd always been, the one who never complained, who hoisted bleeding soldiers onto his back, who'd suddenly begun insisting on being in the right front seat of the lead Humvee on every mission, not because he wanted to be dead, but because that's what selfless leaders would do. He was the great soldier who one day walked to the aid station and went through the door marked combat stress and asked for help and now was on his way home. Now he was remembering what the psychologist had told him. With your stature, maybe you've opened the door for a lot of guys to come in. That made me feel really good, he said. And yet he had felt so awful the previous day when he told one of his team leaders to round up everyone in his squad. What do we do now? You didn't do anything, he said. Just get them together. They came into his room and he shut the door and told them he was leaving the following day. He said the hard part, that it was a mental health evacuation. He said to them, I don't even know what I'm going through. I know that I don't feel right. Well, how long? One of his soldiers said, breaking the silence. I don't know, he said. There's a possibility I won't be coming back. They had rallied around him then, shaking his hand, grabbing his arm, patting his back, and saying whatever 19 and 20-year-olds could think of to say. Take care of yourself, one of them said. Drink a beer for me, another said. He had never felt so guilty.